When we think about the Bureau of Land Management, dinosaurs and other ancient creatures are not necessarily the first things that come to mind. But the agency has a small team of paleontologists whose job it is to manage fossils on public land. Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden spoke with one of those paleontologists, Brent Breithaupt. He's based right here in Wyoming, and he says public land in the West is full of fossils, many of which have not been discovered yet.
So it's my responsibility to help manage, to protect, preserve the fossils, the paleontological resources on these lands for this generation and future generations of our public.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that when a project of some sort is going on, oil drilling, gas drilling, something like that, somebody stumbles across a fossil, that's when they call you and say, hey, we found something?
Well, the BLM's mandate is for multiple use. So when we take a look at my program, dealing with fossils, what that means is that any sort of impact to fossils on public lands. And that can range from a researcher, a scientist from another university coming out to Wyoming, or those from the University of Wyoming going and doing work in the state. I work with them to make certain that proper permits are applied for, that proper authorizations are provided for their work. In addition, any type of impact to the surface. So if there's going to be a pipeline, if there's going to be a mine, what would be the impact to the resources there? So we work with a variety of different types of consulting paleontologists who also are permitted to go out and survey these areas, to do mitigation on these areas as the disturbance is ongoing.
What are some of the most interesting projects that you've worked on in this role, interesting fossils that you've been dealing with, things like that?
Probably some of the most interesting activities that I'm associated with are some of the activities related to dinosaur discoveries in the state. And that can range from dinosaur bones and teeth, but also it relates to dinosaur footprints. And one of the sites that we have done a lot of work on over the years and we have promoted quite heavily is the 165-million-year-old Red Gulch dinosaur track site in northern Wyoming outside of Grable. That particular site led to an understanding of what Wyoming was like during the Middle Jurassic, about 165 million years ago, when the land was at sea level, was in ancient tidal flats, and there were hundreds of small to medium-sized meat-eating dinosaurs walking across this ancient tidal flat, leaving their footprints. And what's exciting about it is those footprints are still preserved today.
How did you find these tracks?
These tracks were found by a geologist and his relatives in the Bighorn Basin. And they were out observing some of the exposed rocks out there, and they reported it to the BLM. And in fact, that's generally how we like people to proceed when they come across important finds. There's lots of fossils in Wyoming. I mean, this is a fantastic place to be a paleontologist because we have so many incredible fossils here, ancient oysters and squid remains. We have lots of plant remains. We have palm leaves. We have ancient tropical trees and of course, we have the various kinds of vertebrate animals. We have some of the earliest horses here. And then, of course, we have the dinosaurs. And if fossils are found on public lands, we encourage people to take a look at them, to photograph them, to note where they're found. And if they think they found something rare or significant, they need to contact the nearest Bureau of Land Management office and let them know that they've made a discovery, because there's many, many discoveries yet to be found.
What happens when you do find a really important or rare fossil? I mean, is that something that you would then bring to a museum ultimately?
Well, if there was a very rare fossil discovered, and there are rare fossils discovered, generally the procedure would be that once these are reported to the Bureau of Land Management, then we would contact our research partners. We work with researchers from around the country. We would contact one of them, presumably a researcher that has interests in that particular kind of fossil, so whether it be a fossil horse or a dinosaur, or let's say it's an early type of fossil plant that's of scientific importance, we would contact the particular researcher who has a research specialty in that and let them know about it and say, here's a new discovery, here's a new site. When you come out in the summer, and many of them come out on a regular basis, you may want to take a look at this site. And then we determine what the next step would be. Some fossils are collected. Some fossils are left in place, and the ones that are left in place are generally dinosaur footprints, generally are dinosaur track sites, and we have many of these throughout the West.
Why is it so important to have somebody doing what you're doing for the BLM?
Having paleontologists within the BLM allows the BLM to be able to help manage, protect, preserve parts of our natural heritage. Fossils are part of our natural heritage. We've got an incredible, rich diversity of fossils found out on BLM lands. In particular, in Wyoming, we have some of the oldest fossils in North America here, dating back to 2 billion years ago, when Wyoming was under a sea, when we had ancient blue-green algae living in the shallow seaways. We have animals that lived during the ice ages, like the mammoths here. We have everything from the plants to the sea animals to the land animals to the animals that flew in the skies, like the birds, the pterosaurs, the flying reptiles. We have evidence of when Wyoming was at sea level, below sea level, and at elevation similar to today. We have evidence of how Wyoming has changed through time. The seas came in, the seas went out, the seas came in, the seas went back out again. The mountains rose up, they weathered down, the mountains rose up again. And we have animals and plants that reflect these environments, these changes of environments. These are parts of America that are scientifically and educationally important. These are parts of America's heritage that are irreplaceable. These are parts of America's heritage that are exciting to learn about, to tell people about, and provide very, very important information with regard to the story of our Earth.
All right, Brent, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Willow Belden spoke with paleontologist Brent Breithaupt.